85.
Y'all come down here with that attitude, man. Y'all don't act like y'all work here. Y'all don't treat this like y'all work here, man. People be hitting me every week.
Well, who the
man,
boss? You
wait,
the boss?
Hold up, wait. No, you your own. That's what I'm saying. We our own boss. People hit me every week.
So
man, when Chico coming back? When Chico coming back? I'm like, man, Chico come when he want to come. He have an attitude when he
nah,
get here.
Nah, fuck that. No, y'all niggas.
Chico, fuck every, that. Hold up. Every time you come here,
nigga,
you roast the cameraman.
Nigga.
Why you think we can't keep nobody on the camera?
Man, listen. First of all, I don't give a fuck, nigga.
He don't care.
He don't give a fuck, nigga. That nigga don't care. He need this. Whatever this is, he need it, okay? Because that nigga ain't going nowhere. You know, they found, that's what you identify as finding a nigga. I know they found that nigga.
Man,
ain't
y'all
no telling
are the
what
most
he was doing when they found that nigga.
Y'all the most disgruntled
that nigga
employees
on the camera,
ever,
that nigga on the camera got the sweatpants tucked behind the shoes like jeans, nigga. You
man,
know.
Look.
Any nigga do that?
Look, Chico.
Any nigga do that got a razor blade under his tongue, nigga.
Just
I know
because
that nigga.
He dressed like he about to go to recess. Don't mean you could talk to him any kind of way
no,
you
that
want
nigga ain't
to.
Dressed, he dressed like a substitute teacher, nigga. That,
he dressed
for
like,
gym.
He dressed like he got his clothes out the lost and found.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That,
he
that's
peed
a,
on
like,
himself.
He was lost and these niggas found him.
Look,
that's what it is.
Look, y'all not about to sit there and say that dude looked like he about to get behind an easel and draw a fucking picture. Stop that shit.
Man, nah.
Every time y'all come down here, y'all treat people
with
the
nigga, you know what I had
disrespect
to do to find this bitch? No wonder I couldn't find y'all. I'd have never thought he let you in this bitch.
Chico,
nigga,
I just
what
told
fuck,
you
nigga?
It's part of
I'd
our
been searching for y'all niggas
distribution
for
deal. You cannot use that name.
Nigga, what type of shit is that? Y'all niggas a sad bitch. You know, look, don't nobody need to know what's going on here.
Look, this is a sad show. This is not. Right. This is
well,
sad.
I'ma let y'all
okay,
fuck with
so
the studio.
So then you know that it's a sad show, then it's a sad job. We don't work here like that.
Exactly.
It get us a bigger waters.
Exactly.
We give you two of them.
This nigga bought.
I drank one
listen,
already.
Clayton. This nigga bought all these waters in his pockets of the sweatpants. I guarantee it. All these waters was in them pockets, nigga. He bought 19 waters in them sweatpants, nigga.
Y'all don't appreciate
them some
nothing.
Sam's Wholesale sweatpants, Costco.
If y'all knew what we was, what our budget was, if y'all only knew.
Y'all got a budget?
These waters is left over.
We ain't supposed to be drinking this.
From the show, we can't say the name of,
this
nigga,
water
in the studio.
TK Kirkland on it, if you look at it. I don't know where you get this shit from.
I was wondering why y'all cleaned up so good when y'all left. They be wiping off fingerprints and everything. All evidence.
Look, this is the 85.
Take that security
look,
tape
look,
out.
Look, bro, this is the 85 South Show. We don't even supposed to be here. Look, I got y'all here today. I want to get you, I want y'all to hear this shit. Play this shit, man. Yeah, man. These women be out here faking pregnancy. I know chicks who fake pregnancies two times a year. Just like an extra income tax.
Bitch tried to get me one time.
What
send
she
me
say?
Old fake ass doctor note
hold
and all
up,
that
bro,
shit.
What she
I said, bitch, I put on two rubber.
Why?
Oh, man.
Bro, don't never fuck no pussy you need two rubbers to get. Two just rubbers. Go home, bro.
I used to do that shit back in the day.
Bro, why would you fuck somebody you
two
don't want to hit,
bro? I was geeked up. I was just fucking. And I was just trying extra cautious. So I was just
two,
like, ah.
Two rubbers?
I mean,
you
one time,
feeling that?
I mean, one time, bitch looked at me like I was crazy. What you putting on two rubbers for?
Can
I'm
I
like,
ask you a question? Niggas say that shit all the time. I ain't never put two rubbers on. How the fuck do you put on two rubbers?
You put it on and put the other
that's
rubber.
Just like,
be,
that's just like making a sandwich and putting
on I have to make myself put on one. I know damn well I ain't putting on two.
You got to be rock solid,
I don't know how the fuck you put two rubbers on.
Y'all went geeked up.
Nigga,
y'all
my
went
digger,
geeked up.
My dick will fall off like a pit bull tail. You put two rubbers on
my
that.
Dick, my nigga look at me, man. What the fuck we doing?
Hey, man, fuck this nigga.
What you showing out for, nigga?
Hey, my dick used to be like, I'm cold, nigga. Tie me up. We going
we
in there,
bro. You don't even last. I don't even last long enough for two rubbers.
Nah, to be honest, though, that's why I used to put it on so I can last longer.
That nigga done
like,
fucked up $11 worth of rubbers.
The motherfucker had fucked, too.
Hey,
see, I be trying
play
to say
the game.
I gotta say this for a good.
This nigga got on $7 worth of rubbers.
Hey man,
ain't felt now, pussy. Is the pussy good? I don't know. I ain't
and
felt. No.
Hey man, I was young
he,
and stupid and wanted
rubbers.
To fuck.
He had on two rubbers and I bet he ate the pussy.
I know he.
I know you ain't talking.
Oh, I eat pussy. You know that.
I'm about to say.
Hey,
that nigga eat good pussy.
Enough. But you had on two rubbers.
No, nah, I ain't never eat no pussy when I had on two rubbers. I got my dents up.
With two rubbers
put,
on?
And then put on two rubbers.
Oh,
nigga.
What the hell? Is that a magic trick? Like you just keep pulling rubbers off after you pull out the pussy, like ah ha.
Bro, nigga, you ever put two rubbers on?
Hell no.
Nigga, that is a waste of money right there, nigga.
I'm happy if I got two rubbers. Why they come in odd numbers?
Exactly.
Three in a pack. Nigga, 3 or 16.
Nigga got
show up with 16. You ain't getting pussy no more. This motherfucker showed up like Rambo with the shit across his chest.
16 rubbers.
That sound like a mixtape title right there, nigga.
16 rubbers.
Six, the nigga, a nigga that's sick come out with that shit, 16 rubbers. By your man. That's the nigga rap name. Nigga name.
What's some of the songs on the mixtape?
I don't feel good.
Call me back.
Nigga, that shit is crazy, nigga. What the fuck, nigga? Two rubbers, man. That right
that's
there.
Crazy.
Y'all heard about all the AIDS in Atlanta, man?
I heard about all the AIDS. And first of all, man, you ain't gonna introduce us. Fuck wrong with you, nigga?
Go with this
the fuck, man. He ain't gonna let the people know who here. I done found this motherfucker,
nigga. Larry King.
Welcome back to the 85 South Show.
We on 60 minutes now.
Exactly. He just skipped the fuck.
This is what happened when y'all come. I can't even get shit out. Let me do the shit. Shut the fuck up. Hey, welcome back to the 85 South Show. It is your man, Carlos Miller. I am in here with the disgruntled employees. My nigga.
Man, you know who the fuck it is. Hey, people, I'm back. I done found the studio. I ain't going to tell y'all whose studio they in because these niggas not allowed to say the shit.
Don't use what the name.
Fuck? You can't use the name of
you
the studio.
You can't use the name.
No wonder I couldn't find these
you
motherfuckers, man.
You can't use the name.
These niggas hiding out in a successful nigga studio. These motherfuckers. You know, I'm looking for some regular nigga shit. They
Chico,
done found
drink
a way,
your little water, man.
They done found a way to find themselves in a successful nigga studio. Clayton, this is some bullshit, man.
I see it, man. It's Clayton English. I'm in the building. I'm here.
Sabado Domingo.
Yeah, Sabado Domingo. For all the people that's, all the bitches that's saying.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
This nigga name,
man. Hey, man.
His nickname, Saturday and Sunday in Spanish.
Sabado Domingo. Yeah. That's
the weekend. He was the weekend first.
I was exactly. The weekend first, way before the weekend.
You need credit for that shit, man.
Bruh. I was right there, nigga. The nigga been the weekend since like 05, 06.
Yeah, man. Oh, I ain't had no song. You should have sung some shit.
Hey, nigga, just be be that nigga.
Don't be him.
Uh-huh. Come out. Nah, you ain't got to really be him. You could just use that title we just came up with.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga. Coming soon, nigga, or maybe not.
What the fuck? What y'all been up to, man? Chico, didn't you just get back from motherfucking Tokyo?
Yeah, I was looking for the studio over there, nigga. I told you I searched the world for this bitch, nigga. I told you I was gonna find this motherfucking nigga. You trying to hide this shit from a nigga?
I was on Instagram. I saw a picture of you riding an elephant.
Yeah, I did ride it.
Where was
it?
Tokyo?
In Thailand, nigga. Thailand? I rode an elephant, man. It was fucked up, though, because the elephant knew.
So y'all still together?
The elephant knew that it was fucked up, that it was me. When he seen me, he was like, nigga, really? You? After all the shit they did to y'all in your country, nigga, you going to come over here and fuck with me?
He didn't want
to. I didn't want to do it. It was fucked up, but I had to,
man. Were you using your blackness to talk to the elephant?
Yeah, man. We was cool. I told that nigga, man. But the fucked up part is you don't understand the process of getting on top of a elephant until you do the shit. Like, that's some real exclusive activity, nigga.
Right.
Man, you got to stand on top of a podium, nigga. Like, you know the shit Malcolm X, when Malcolm X got shot, like, yeah. How the stage looked, they built that shit. And you got to get up on that motherfucker and then get on the back of the elephant, nigga, and then put your knees behind the ears and the ears be flapping, slapping your legs. And that shit hurt like a motherfucker, man.
Real?
Yeah, that shit crazy. Then we got in the water on the elephant. And when they got in the water, it was another elephant beside my elephant. He took a shit in the water while I was in there. And then the dude was like, all right, man, we going to dunk you. And I'm like, nah, fuck that, man.
With
I don't put me in that
water?
Shit with the shit in the water.
Why would? Because
I know that wasn't the first time they shit in there. Like,
why would they go dunk you? What part is that?
I mean, hey, the
that
part
was
of
mandatory?
Yeah, that's a part of the tour.
Oh, you was
shit.
About to get baptized exactly.
In shit, nigga, in elephant shit. Man. Now I'm on the internet on my phone trying to see if it's any benefits to getting dunked in the shit. You know what I mean? You know how they try to, you know how you always try to find the positive in the situation. I'm trying to see if it's some ancient rituals or something that got to do with elephant shit,
nigga,
so I can try to take pride in the fact that it happened to me.
Give him some claps. Chico being first nigga I know ever rode an elephant.
Exactly, nigga.
I ain't even ride one. I worked in the circus.
That's what's up, man.
You know about elephants. Yeah, Universal.
You was the ringmaster or something?
No, I hyped the crowd up and got paid peanuts, and it was cool. But.
Bruh, ain't that shut ironic, up, though? Yeah. You was Peanut on the Tyler Perry show, and they paid you
peanuts.
Man, peanuts
at the is part of my life, man, okay? They call me Mr. Planners, okay?
Damn.
Tell me
about
that shit. About
these nuts.
Man, this is the 85 South show. That's where you can get all this shit off your chest, man. People don't know about the comedy journey. Clayton
I never
English
even wrote it.
In the motherfucking circus, man.
Chico, you can tell the people at home, this is true. Elephants made out the same shit your nuts made out of. Right?
Yep, same material.
Fuck out of here, man.
The same material. Yep. I didn't even realize that until you just said it just now.
You saying elephants are covered in nut skin.
In nut skin.
Nut skin.
Or maybe your nuts are covered in elephant skin. Yeah. I think that might be it.
I don't know which
might be it.
That might be it right
there. But they look like a big scrotum if you get up on it.
Do you see what happened when you expose niggas to culture? They started doing scientific shit.
Man. Exactly. Oh,
who
I didn't know that.
Would have ever thought nutsack skin?
Oh, that nigga got the elephant sound, nigga.
Bro, we in a real studio.
In a real studio that we can't say that we in, motherfucker. Look at this.
Elephants quiet though too.
Listen, y'all need to stop putting the videos out of this shit right here.
We got to see. That's how I know you ain't keeping up with what the fuck we got going on.
I don't know where to find the video. Y'all niggas blocked me from the shit.
We got a SoundCloud. We on iTunes. We on Twitter. We got an Instagram page. You don't even follow our Instagram.
Only one of them things is videos.
Exactly. Exactly.
Only one was video.
And they blocked me from all the shit because they didn't want me to see where they was at, Clayton. They been trying to hide this motherfucker from me.
Post the shit on your Instagram. Put it on Snapchat.
Listen, I'm going to put it on Snapchat.
Let them know that you here.
I will, because this cast of characters that you got in this motherfucker need to be talked about, okay?
The nigga
behind the boards look like the nigga behind the camera daddy.
See, I
don't know.
I don't like this nigga. I don't like how y'all show up and y'all act like this, man.
No, the nigga from behind the board, the nigga that's running the sound and the nigga that's running the camera got to be related. They got the same sweatpants on.
So if you piss them off, how the fuck we going
to
have a show?
Them shits is lineage, nigga. You got to get them sweatpants. You got to be in a certain family.
Yo, the nigga, turn my mic off.
Yeah, exactly.
Nigga, turn my mic off. Y'all ain't shit in this bitch,
fuck
nigga.
You, Chico. You not gonna come up in here and talk to us
And nigga, I was just gonna talk about your sweatpants since you turned my mic off, nigga.
Hit him again.
Yeah, nigga. That's why you built like a soda can in the back of that motherfucker, nigga. You built like a Seagram's ginger ale, nigga.
Cut his mic off. Fuck it. What were you saying, Clayton?
Hey, nigga, fuck you.
Turning my mic off, this bitch.
Every time you show up with that fucked up attitude. Bro, we've been building this shit, man.
Man, listen, I'm just happy to be
You've been over there eating rice and shit. I've been over here motherfucking interviewing people. Nigga, Prince died while you was gone.
Man, yeah, Prince did die, man. That shit is, man. Damn, man. Purple rain.
People want to know your input
been,
on this
It's
shit.
Been raining ever since that nigga died, too. It's ever since man. Prince died in the rain. Every
man, they
day.
Done came out with all types of new purple drinks. I ain't even seen some of this stuff. Like, for real.
It's Y'all been gone for a minute. Clayton, what's some of your favorite Prince songs? Chico, what's some of your favorite Prince songs?
Man, I like that Prince from the Batman soundtrack when he did the first Batman.
Motherfucker!
Yeah, it was some heat on there.
It was.
For it to be a little Batman soundtrack.
Fuck with it.
And he made the whole album.
Yeah.
And the Joker came out and they was playing the song and he was throwing the money.
Yeah. Oh, nigga. Yeah, that was cool. Man, I like
Joker,
I
the first one make it rain.
I would die for you. I would die for you. Then if you want me to, you. That nigga Prince said, I'm not a woman. I'm not a man. I am something that you never understand. Like, right. God damn, Prince, right. What the fuck is you, nigga? Right.
That nigga you'll never understand.
Nigga, Prince is a deity, nigga. This nigga Prince is the identification of a deity, nigga.
You
that's
Prince.
Nigga, Adore was cold, too. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adore, like that shit he said on. That's how he came on him.
Baby, until the end of time, be there for you.
I'm like, that nigga, that's some cold shit he said on that song.
Prince was that nigga.
He was
I think he was probably like, he might have been the most feminine, gayest, straight dude ever.
Ever, yeah.
Like, I don't know how, like. They was talking to some of the chicks he used to mess with. First of all, you a cold dude if you can give a chick a new name.
Right.
Try to rename a bitch. See what happens. Ooh. She'll beat your ass.
Ooh.
I done tried it a couple times.
Exactly.
How you do it, though?
Bitch, I'm going to call you Chunky.
No.
No, bitch, she ain't like it.
She ain't like that shit.
She ain't like it.
But then Prince the only nigga that can sing like this and then talk like, yes, my name is Prince Rogers Nelson. And,
he kept it consistent.
That nigga,
though.
Man. That nigga.
You know what? I don't like how they tried to make him seem like he was a pill head. They tried to make, you know.
Yeah, they just
they
doing that.
They tried to make it seem like him and Michael Jackson were just out here bad on pills and everything.
And if they was, so what? If any nigga deserved to be on drugs, it's them two niggas.
But then it's the pills that they say they on. Like, Prince do a concert and rock, play every instrument 2-3 hours. Right? But he on opiates.
Nah.
That's heroin.
Exactly.
That's codeine. You out there, you did a whole show. He played.
Bruh, you can listen to Prince like the music. Symbol. You can listen to Prince music
drums,
and tell he wasn't on no lean, man.
The keyboard. This shit would have been way slower.
Yeah, exactly. He'd have sound like Future.
He would have sounded like
that's
DJ
what he would sound like Future.
How
what if
Dubs Cry would have sounded if he was on Codeine?
Oh, nigga, if Dubs Cry wouldn't have been
just
that
like
fast.
Future itching. What exactly. If Prince and Future got a whole bunch of music put up?
Oh, nigga, I'm trying to hear that, man. That,
I
that
would
contract,
like to hear.
That would be amazing, nigga.
Purple Rain with the Purple Rain.
Oh, man. It's a DJ out there somewhere with a mix. We got to find that nigga.
Yeah.
That nigga out here.
He got, better be screwed and chopped, not screwed
and
slopped.
If anybody listening to this show and you you remix shit, I want to hear a whole Purple Rain trap music tribute. Somebody do it.
Oh,
somebody,
but you know Prince
it.
Did have an album where he was rapping that ain't never come out.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, they say he got
the
a
black
vault.
Album.
Yeah, they say he got a vault full of music.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah.
Like,
that's stuff that ain't
he
even
only
get
released
close to coming out.
30% of the music that he made. That means it's 70% of shit that's locked up somewhere that he need to give us, man. You know how much
he
pussy that
us?
We can get?
I buy it.
Now, he don't need to. Yeah, I buy it too, but nigga.
What if that's the reason he didn't release it? Because he knew everybody get too much pussy.
That's some selfish shit, Prince.
What?
Now, mate, Prince, that's responsible,
you are a
that's
hoarder.
Selfish shit. He's like,
you
nah,
are a hoarder.
I can't release this. They'll do too much fucking.
That's exactly. A hoarder. He essentially got a vault full of pussy that he won't
release
to the
public. Exactly.
So by therefore doing
release
that.
Release that pussy.
He inflating the price.
Don't hide that pussy. Divide that pussy.
If
that's
they
want
to keep
said,
his
right?
legacy alive, one of them albums got to be called Pussy.
Yeah.
My personal opinion.
I mean, he got enough for every time.
Yeah, one of them albums got to be the Vagina album. I don't give a fuck. I need to talk to somebody at the estate.
Another thing is when you got a house that's a name, nigga, when your house is named something, nigga,
you
that
got
nigga,
a manor.
That, yeah, exactly. Like Michael Jackson, state. Motherfucking Neverland, nigga. You done really made it to another level of life when your house is named something.
Paisley
you know,
Park.
Paisley Park, nigga.
Hey, Graceland.
I live in an apartment complex, nigga.
What it's called though?
Nigga, I ain't gonna say it. Nigga, come to my house and shit.
Don't say
it. Fuck wrong with you, Clayton? What you trying to get a nigga set up?
That was a
nigga?
Setup, man.
What's the name of your apartment complex?
That's
nigga,
what you
what
get
because
you thought
you,
that nigga was your partner. Yeah.
Nah, this nigga, what's the name of it? I don't know what the name of it is.
I
know. This is nigga. I live in an apartment complex, nigga, and it ain't as sexy as Paisley Park, nigga. That nigga got a whole park that was his house, and a museum and shit. That shit is amazing. Michael Jackson had a zoo at his crib.
Who else got houses with names? Michael Jordan house ain't had no name?
Nah, I didn't. I don't think.
What they call Hammer's house? Foreclosure?
Yeah.
Bruh. Yeah. Hammer actually listening to this shit. Hammer listen to the show.
Well, he too busy doing nails. He got commercials where he tell you not to use nails. Hammer don't want you to use a hammer.
Then they
have you seen the commercial?
Nah.
He got
life.
Some shit that you hang it on the wall and it stick and it ain't no hammer.
Oh, my God.
He gave his life to God. He don't like violence.
Man, you know Hammer was the first nigga to sing for Chicken? True story. In the 90s. I swear to God. Hammer was the first nigga that had a commercial for KFC where he was rapping for Chicken. Yeah. Nigga.
And he danced.
And he danced for Popcorn Chicken, nigga.
And
look
he
it
jumped
up.
Off the roof and parachuted to Taco Bell on that one commercial.
See what I'm saying? Nigga, how you run out of money you doing that? You done sold your
he
shit that
he shouldn't be
money.
Out of money because if you just listen to what y'all just said, Hammer was the first one to combine KFC and Taco Bell. They should write him a check right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, Hammer. But you know Hammer, you know where Hammer fucked up. He know where Hammer fucked up.
What Hammer fuck up?
When he got his ass in that mix.
What mix?
You don't remember mix. On the song when he was like, Hammer, Hammer, I am, Hammer. They put me in the mix. That's right when he fucked up. Man.
I don't know what the mix
man.
Was.
The mix
he should have got his ass out.
When people got your name in the mix, you gonna fall off.
You gonna fall all the way off.
That's like getting lost in the sauce.
Exactly.
And if you ain't got no sauce, you lost.
But see, Hammer
but
is
see,
a cold blood.
Hold up. The mix was the sauce before the sauce was the sauce.
Sauce. Yeah, you get lost
this
in the mix.
This a whole swag lesson for all the young kids right here. Just, hey, the mix was originally the mix, right?
Yeah.
And then came the sauce. The sauce came out the mix.
I was in the mix.
They had
they
me
that,
in the mix.
Hey.
Chico Young, he ain't never get in the mix.
Nah,
he went straight
in
the sauce.
I went straight into the sauce.
Straight
but,
in the sauce.
But, that you know what though, to Hammer's credit, you're right. They do need to cut him a check because after Hammer, a nigga didn't sing for Chicken again till the McDonald's commercial when the nigga was singing for the chicken nugget.
And
you remember
you know
that
what?
Motherfucker?
Oh, and they do.
Y'all remember that shit?
Yeah.
And
I woke
black
up
people.
And caught you creeping, tiptoe tip. Ooh, girl, I know your secret. Got that McNuggets loving. It just
why
ain't
you
fair.
Know it though?
Why can't
it
you
was Chico
share
singing that
your
shit.
Love with
we
me?
We never knew this.
Ooh, you got a 10-piece, please don't be stingy. You remember that shit,
man?
That was the most offensive
hey, man,
genius
shit
ever done.
That was dope.
Hey,
man.
That was
that
good.
Was dope.
That was where that was is good. That nigga? I thought that nigga was gonna blow up after dope. That, nigga. Hammer probably put the black ball on that nigga. Like, hey, nigga, I'm the only nigga.
But you know,
that can
oh,
sing
chicken
for chicken,
song,
nigga.
As black people, they owe us royalties for that shit.
Like Mary J. Blige like, did one too.
I feel like every culture got their own shit. We need to we need all profits from chicken.
I don't know, that's straight.
I mean, they ain't gonna give us shit else. We'll just take all chicken profits. We'll take all chicken profits. Indian people got hotels.
Man,
like,
you know what?
If, the Asian if people got the hair stores. Let us have all chicken profits. All got chicken got to go profits, through us, man.
Man, they would stop eating chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
They would be like, everybody vegan. It's not bad. I like tofu. They would do that.
You can't deny chicken.
It's
bro.
Not bad. You know what?
You can
it's
deny
not bad.
Chicken. You seen the new chickens bro. They got out now, nigga? You bought the bag chicken from Walmart. They come in the bag in the freezer. See how big them shits is, man.
Okay. Bruh.
Them motherfuckers
hold
is
up.
Huge.
I do got hold a question though. This is a
hold
question.
Up. KFC chicken is so big they don't even put it in a box no more. They just put that shit in the bag and throw it out the window.
This is a question. Why the fuck the cooked chicken at Walmart cheaper than the uncooked chicken? What's wrong with this cooked chicken? This cooked chicken $4.99. The frozen chicken over here, the shit $6.83.
That's a and good ass cooked. Question.
But this shit is cooked and smelling great. My shit don't smell like this when I cook it at the house. What's going on? We need scientists to be doing research.
Man, that's a good ass point right
there. How the fuck is the chicken cheaper than the regular chicken?
I never even thought of that shit.
Yeah,
man.
That's a good ass point right there, nigga.
Probably last time you really bought a regular chicken if they got some cooked chicken.
Probably
in there.
Because they cooking that bitch with a light bulb.
That don't save money.
Oh, you talking about the rotisserie chicken?
Bro, yeah. That shit cheaper than the regular than a whole uncooked
chicken. Uncooked
Walmart gotta come holler at us about this.
Exactly.
Man. Yeah, man.
The hey, fuck is going on?
We got questions.
Nigga, that's a good ass point.
Damn,
I never
bro,
realized
you
that
the whole
cooked
show
chicken.
Up. I want to go. I want this shit.
Y'all
should
okay,
do
okay. Look. I
y'all
did
should
a
see
bit.
Every nigga face in here. Every nigga face is like, oh my God.
A little bit of it is, I know a little bit of it is, it's because that smell make you hungry, right? like the rotisserie chicken smell. It smell good. You go in there, if they got something that's just off, it smell good. Oh, same man. Reason places do popcorn and stuff, because the popcorn smell, it make you hungry. So if you do that in a place like that, it make you buy more food. Cause you hungry, and now you shopping hungry.
The fuck they got to do with the price?
I don't know. I know that's something to do with it, though.
But that's a long-ass explanation.
Hey, you can never eat a whole one of them motherfuckers, though. I don't give a fuck who you is, nigga. You nobody's finishing a whole chicken.
Oh, I have.
You done finished not in one sitting, nigga. You done finished one of them whole chickens in a sitting.
I go through them times where I get to running, and I got a busy day, and I don't eat all day. And then when
you
I do
go
get
home
a
and eat a whole
eat
chicken,
a whole chicken.
Yeah, like
that is some Gucci Mane ass shit right there, bro.
Fuck, you eat a whole chicken by yourself.
That's how you know Clayton didn't start getting money.
Exactly.
That sounds like some drug dealer shit.
Exactly.
Two
Chainz
said,
that.
"You want a verse of me? It costs a whole chicken. That nigga needed a whole chicken.
Nigga, how long do it take you to wash your hands after you eat a whole chicken by yourself?
Oh, you gotta go savage. Okay, so look, first of all, I used to work at Boston Market.
Shout out to Boston Market Rotisserie.
I know how to break it down into the quarters, right? So now, if I do that, but sometimes I had to do it without doing that.
Niggas gonna always find a way to break something up in the quarters, ain't it? It don't matter what it is.
Yeah, I gram it up, but
gram up a whole chicken, nigga.
This nigga Clayton is retarded, man.
You know, you might just go ahead, if you get the breast meat off, you can go ahead and get up under it.
Look how he did. Y'all should see his fingers. He done made a cup thing.
Yeah,
I don't even know how
you
could.
Get that, and
he
then
didn't
you pull all the breast meat off on one thing, and then you got the two little quarters. You get all that breast meat off.
Nigga, your new name is Maurice. That sounds like something only a nigga named Maurice would know how
that
to do.
That nigga, hey, y'all some country ass niggas. Y'all niggas done came on my motherfucking podcast.
My cameraman, get that nigga your sweatpants.
A whole goddamn
hey,
chicken,
get this
man.
Nigga Maurice your sweatpants. Them sweatpants go with the way that nigga eat chicken.
The whole chicken.
Them sweatpants belong to a nigga who could do that a chicken.
Chico.
This nigga just grabbed it. You pull all the breast meat
all
off.
That,
you don't get
Come
your
on,
black
man.
Guy Fieri ass out this nigga.
Hold up. We got to go into a topic, man.
Yeah, damn. That was a topic.
No,
man.
This the topic. You know, we always talk to
That's
the people. Shout out to all the people who listen to the 85 South Show. Because, you know, the 85 South Show is a podcast for niggas who go get some weed and get all the way to the crib and forget to get some blunts and have to go right back out. That's who this podcast is for.
They need to take a break. Bruh, you smoke too much.
This podcast is for strippers who feet hurt and just dance with no shoes on. This who this is for, man.
This podcast is for niggas who eat whole chickens in one
this
sitting.
This podcast is for all niggas named Maurice.
It's Maurice. Yeah, Maurice, nigga. Nigga named Maurice. All the Maurices out there.
This podcast right here is for everybody who grandma who got that little shoulder length Jerry curl still.
That'll fuck a t-shirt up, man.
This podcast right here is for all my niggas that done ever framed a picture with the little proof on the side.
Yup. This podcast is for mamas who still wear the t-shirts with the cartoon characters dressed like gangsters on the front of them. You remember them shits, nigga? The motherfucking Daffy Duck was dressed like a Wu-Tang Clan member, nigga. You ever seen a nigga mama out in the grocery store with one of them on, nigga?
Yeah, you remember? Okay, so they had the crisscross with Buzz Bunny and
Taz. See what I'm saying?
And then they had the TLC. Yeah.
Man, you see what I mean? Niggas remember them motherfuckers. Yeah. Your aunt still wear that. Your mama's aunt.
That's perfect for the topic. What are some of the do's and don'ts of being black?
Oh, man. Don't
wear that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't wear right along shit. With Platinum FUBU.
Exactly. Never eat a whole chicken like Maurice in front of white people. Don't do that.
I don't do it in front of white
don't
people.
Don't do that
bro.
In front of. Don't eat a whole chicken in front of white people. It's enough
the privacy
to eat a wing.
Of my old home. Yeah, you or maybe in the car.
All the Maurices
I do it
out
in
there.
The car.
Eat the whole chicken in the privacy of your
you
car.
You know what?
Or home.
I eat it for black folks who wasn't able to eat a whole chicken. They couldn't even go get a whole chicken out no place. I do that for them, man.
That's for the culture.
For the motherfuckers that had to eat gizzards and livers. And all that shit. I better not see another gizzard.
You
offer
eat
me
feet?
Some gizzards. Feet?
Yeah.
Chicken feet?
Yeah.
How the fuck do you eat them? They look like dinosaur feet. Them shits look like little dinosaur talons. You supposed to eat it?
Yeah, man.
Ain't no meat in there?
Yeah, but you supposed to eat
God,
that shit,
man.
How you get past the little crackly part that look like it?
This nigga on Snapchat right now, man.
Yeah, fuck this, hey, man, nigga. This shit ain't official.
This is the 85 South Show. You can officially do whatever the fuck you want to,
do,
apparently,
nigga.
Man.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all just show
dudes,
up and take
oh, yeah,
over, man.
Do's and don'ts of being a nigga. Never listen to a nigga who you don't have to listen to. That's another thing. Fuck Carlo.
Hey,
we don't give a fuck
hey,
about
man.
This nigga. You don't have to listen to this nigga.
Don't listen to
don't
nobody.
Listen.
You can listen to him, but you ain't got to do what the fuck
like they
say
at all.
How y'all agree in agreeance?
Yeah, you know I mean, this nigga Carlo, oh, you just going to dig. Yeah, nigga, might give a fuck about
you. Just
going
to get on Snapchat and just fuck it.
Yeah, nigga, fuck it. On this, yeah, make sure you don't edit that out, Soda Can Man.
Hey, that's one of the dudes of being black. Always be loud as fuck.
Exactly.
Chico
wherever
pulled up yesterday, nigga, had me on the speakerphone on the outside of the car. Like, nigga, I hear me. Nigga, everybody can hear. I said, don't you ever argue with your bitch in this car. That speakerphone work like
oh,
hell.
Man.
Exactly. Man.
Nah, what is this, rules being black, man?
Yeah,
you got
you know, being black
you know what?
Dangerous
this is one
fuck.
Rule I'm going to say, man. Stay it. Stay black. Don't start changing up and get on no weird, goofy shit. Even Michael Jackson, even he turned white, but he still stayed black.
That's real. This a, nigga, is you on your shit today?
I don't know what he mean by that.
No,
Mike,
first of all, he didn't fuck
this Mike
over
ain't necessarily
asking that. Us how much a
yeah, why
cooked
the chicken,
chicken
cost.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah,
Mike, you have a you, like it's a picture of Mike on the internet where it started from when he was a child and to, went to the end of Mike. Mike was like 19 different motherfuckers, man.
Yeah.
Mike went through like 19 different phases. But another rule of being black is you gotta still love Mike. I don't
you
give a fuck, man.
I don't give a fuck who you. You gotta love Michael.
You gotta
Jackson.
Love Michael Jackson. You
yeah.
can't not love Michael Jackson. Fuck type nigga is you to not love Michael Jackson? Man.
That's
yeah,
disrespectful.
He helped out
you
black I mean? Artists too. Remember when he bought up everybody catalog and gave them old people their money back?
Bro, this how you know motherfucking Michael Jackson was the greatest. Kids be born knowing who the fuck Michael Jackson is. You don't even have to tell your kids who the fuck Michael Jackson is. Your little boy start talking like, who is that? Michael Jackson? Who the fuck told him that?
You absolutely right.
That's how you
it's
know
a pretty
he's
regular
a real
name
legend.
Too, though. That's
you're
like,
absolutely right, nigga.
It's Michael Jackson out there.
Shit.
Exactly. Now, what's another rule of being black, nigga? You just
pay your bills late.
That ain't that's
that's
not
not really
no. Pay your
rule.
Fucking bills
that ain't
late.
Really rule.
Pay your
you
bills
extra
late.
Money.
It costs you extra
costs
money.
It costs you extra
to pay
money. So now that I got money,
but
I
check
like
this out. We ain't never had money in the first fucking place.
But now I got it, so I'm trying to.
That's
trying
another
to
rule.
To
get
on
money
on
and then pay your shit on time.
Right,
but
yeah.
why you ain't got it? Don't be stressed
oh,
out
no.
if you ain't got it.
No,
don't be stressed out. If you ain't got it, what the fuck you gonna do? Don't be trying, I can't answer my phone. Answer your motherfucking phone and
nah,
say, I ain't
fuck
got
that
it. I can't
knows.
Do it.
Nah, because once you become a nigga that's that your family and shit think is getting money, when that shit start to happen, then you the nigga they call to fix it.
Yeah.
Like, you ever had a motherfucker call you, and as soon as you answer the phone, they hit you with the,
bruh,
hey, man,
I done paid.
Hey, man. I,
my brother,
you
girl,
by yourself?
Rent.
They usually
like, what the fuck that got to do with you, buddy? You know that. Hey, man, you somewhere by yourself? I'm like, yeah, man, what's going on? Man, I need to holler at you about something, man. Oh, shit.
Then
you
they
know,
tell you what they saw you on.
Oh,
yeah,
man, you know I just
this
saw
you
on
tell you I'm so
out.
Proud of you, man. All the stuff you're doing, man. Me and my wife was sitting here, man. We was watching you, man. I was like, man, I used to I knew you was gonna do what you're doing, man. I just knew it, man. But you know, and that's the thing, is about beautiful being grateful, man, and being, you know, sometimes you fall on hard times.
What are you saying, bro?
What I'm saying is I need $30-$40 from you, man. That's just what I'm trying to get at, man. They done fucked around and turned my lights off. I'm just $30-$40
gonna get the lights back on.
Yeah, it's always something. Yeah, I'm 30-40 short, man. If you don't get you trying to get me to buy you a sack of weed, nigga, get the fuck out of here.
They ever gave
man.
You a big gap? Man, if you could just give me $5,500, whatever you could do. You know,
Whatever you could do.
Shit,
man. I'm about just shit. Anything. I mean, you know, I'm nigga tell you how short they is, hey, and they be like, yeah, I'm 12,000 in the hole, but whatever you can do will help.
Nigga,
I can't do nothing. You
nigga hit me. Man, my girl rent $450 behind, man. Let me hold $450. I was like, nigga, if I pay the rent, she owe me some pussy. I cannot pay rent at a place I ain't never been.
I'm going to be over there.
Exactly. I got to. Because if you need $450, I know you ain't going to never have it to give it back.
Back to you. Nah, you ain't never getting that money.
Hell no. No, you need my $450 to be $450.
Sound like she need me.
Exactly. Really? That's another rule of being black, nigga. Never let niggas borrow money that you expect to get back.
Oh, man, you ain't getting it back.
You ever let a nigga borrow some money and he get mad at you when you ask for your bread back, nigga? Like, you be like, God damn, I'm going to give you a little $1,000. Like, what, nigga? What the fuck, man?
It's always little when they ain't got.
I'm going to give you a little $1,000. God damn, ain't you fucking with Nick Cannon, nigga? Damn, what you hurt, nigga?
You need it?
But when they ask you for it, though, nigga be like, man, you know.
So humble.
I was just calling, man. God put you on my heart. No, I was calling.
Brother, you're so blessed.
You're so blessed, brother.
The motherfucker that gave up all worldly possessions. He come to you in a robe with no shoes on. Talking about, man, look. On the path to enlightenment.
Nigga be humble as hell when they need something,
man. This nigga kiss both your hands.
Oh, you ever help somebody with some shit and then they act like you ain't did shit? So what, nigga? One motherfucking kidney. One kidney, and you gonna act like that with me. Nigga, can have your little, if I could give you your motherfucking kidney back, you think I wouldn't give it back?
I don't even like pissing regular.
Nigga, give you one motherfucking vital organ and won't talk to you any kind of way.
Nigga, it's shit, oh. Nigga. You ever have a nigga ask you for a ride and you tell them no, and then they try to tell you where you going? Nah, they try to convince you why you should give them a ride based on how close where they going is. Well, nigga, walk if it's that close, nigga. Right, man. Hey, man, I ain't going nowhere but up the street. Well, goddamn, nigga, what you need me for?
Hey, don't
the fuck, nigga?
They do try to trick you, though, when they come up. Hey, man, where you going? You know I'm going to the house. Oh, you know where I stay right up. What the fuck? I don't stay there no more. I move.
I just moved.
These are all the don'ts of being black.
You ever had that dilemma? You ever had that dilemma when a nigga asks you which way you going and you got to pick the way that he not going, but you got to know? Like, you're like, man, which way you going? You like, shit, should I point left or right? This nigga going one of them ways. I don't want to take this nigga. You like, I'm going. I don't really know where I'm going, man.
I'm going up, man.
This one of the don'ts right here. I don't give a fuck if you need a ride. If you see a nigga out with his girl, don't ask for a ride, nigga. Wait on somebody else. You are not that fucking important.
Right.
Don't ask a nigga for a ride. When you see a nigga out trying to get shit back right with his girl, you don't know if they was arguing earlier.
Right.
She might have went through his Twitter. He might be apologizing, nigga. Right. Just wait on a nigga who goddamn ain't got nobody in the car. Don't ask for all these goddamn rats. Yeah. Sit your ass down somewhere if you don't got no fucking car. Sit down.
Another rule.
Start staying
at
home.
Stop going everywhere if you
can't
get home.
Stop going every goddamn way.
How did you get here? How you got here and you can't get home?
Exactly.
Stop expecting shit.
Another rule of being black, never touch the grill when a nigga with them sweatpants on.
If a nigga got some sweatpants
on the grill. Nigga, stay far away from the grill.
If a nigga got a linen suit and he eating meat right off the grill,
don't you reach your ass over there for that
grill.
If he ain't
nigga.
Flipping the meat with a fork, with one of them two forks.
A regular fork.
He flipping it with his head.
It's been a long time since I did it that way.
All right, now, that's all right.
That's it right there. That shit going to be a wood. It's going to be a little hand on your burger, but it's good, though. I ain't touch my dick today. It's
going
to be good.
Nigga, make a joke. Smelling like
motherfucking finger particles, nigga. Is that a fingernail in my burger, nigga? What the fuck?
Y'all niggas are retarded, man. This is the 85 South Show. This is the podcast for people who go to other people's family reunion and just hang out and call everybody cousin, get a t-shirt, all that shit.
Yeah, borrow money.
That's it.
That's what it's for.
This is a podcast for everybody who training to be an assistant manager at Taco Bell. Shout out to my nigga, the shift leader. He was in this bitch.
Yeah, he was. That nigga, serious. That nigga be walking up on Burger Kings and shit. Yeah. Nigga, fuck that. I'm like, somebody gonna shoot that nigga Somebody gonna shoot that nigga one day.
That beef is real.
They gonna shoot that nigga with some grease from something, nigga. Nigga gonna smack that nigga with a nugget or something one day. Nigga, he gonna fuck around. He gonna have to square up with the king one day. Nigga, yeah, King gonna be out there, motherfucker. You know what? I like to see that. You know where he don't go? He don't go fucking with Chick-fil-A. He know not to play with them folks over there. He know not to play with them folks at Chick-fil-A.
You really like, you can't really fuck up a Chick-fil-A until after I got my food. Like, motherfucker come in there and try to rob Chick-fil-A, I'd do that shit like Coming to America. I would, hey.
Hey, you unscrewing the mop, nigga? Hey, I'm nigga.
Hey, I ain't nigga. Never seen Chick-fil-A.
I got an 8 count.
I would be forced to thrash you, nigga.
I ain't
wait
never
till
seen
I get my
Chick-fil-A
eight
fuck nobody order up. Chick-fil-A?
Man, listen.
I ain't never seen them fuck nobody
Chick-fil-A
order.
Is the most pleasant
if they
place.
Do, they so generous on the comeback.
Oh, my God.
Let them fuck your order up. Call them. They'll send you some coupons. They sent me coupons for 30 free chicken sandwiches.
Dang.
It wasn't 30. It was like 12, though.
But that's enough. Man, so
how you fuck up a sandwich with nothing on it?
They so pleasant at Chick-fil-A. You ever go through the drive-thru, nigga? If the drive-thru crowded, they had their employees out there with iPads taking orders. Nigga. Yeah. Oh, we just don't want you guys to have to wait that long. I'm like, this is a pleasant-ass place. Who owned this place? Yep.
That's some of the dudes of being black. Do go to Chick-fil-A.
Go to Chick-fil-A. Yeah. And then just we trying to get it to open up on Sunday. We got some new shit coming on a new season of Wild and Out where we advocating for something special to happen at Chick-fil-A on
we
Sunday.
We do man. Need Chick-fil-A though.
On a Sunday, man. Ain't
but you know
the
what?
Lord would want you to have some chicken after church.
Exactly. And I don't want to go nowhere where, you know, the places, chicken places that's open on Sunday, like churches.
Why don't they just
there.
Open after 5?
I don't
want
to go back to where I just left to get what I want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
the
go.
Churches is open.
I just left
and
church.
Then you don't want no churches because them chickens, them is the Mr. T chickens. You get a chicken from churches, nigga. That motherfucker.
Old, too.
Yeah, listen. They,
and them shit swole.
They swole up. You ever seen a church's chicken? The church's chicken is the same size as that whole chicken you eat from Walmart in 1 second. One breast, nigga.
One
you
breast
be like,
is.
God damn.
That
biscuits
shit wild,
good
man.
Though.
Them you know titties mean? Is cup sizes at church.
Exactly. Man. You can put a bra on the church's.
Let me
breast.
Get a double G piece.
Y'all niggas retarded, man. The 85 South Show. My nigga Clayton English, my nigga Chico man. Bean.
Yeah, I'm in this motherfucker, nigga.
Y'all
yeah.
back, man.
Nah, I'm back forever. Yeah, I don't know why they keep trying to keep us from
why
all
they
this
don't, why we got to come back all the time?
Why y'all always highway? Leave? What's another highway me and you could just do, Clayton?
Man, we go 400. That's a loop.
Yeah, we're nigga the 400 show. Circle. Exactly. That's
nobody
want to
hear that cool
shit. Me and Clayton coming with the 400, nigga, 400 north, nigga. That's what we doing.
Or even 75 south.
75, nah, fuck south. They got that already.
Y'all
they going 85 south.
We going up on these. Niggas, that's what we doing.
That's what y'all trying to do.
75 north.
So y'all really think y'all gonna make it without me?
Nigga, we already made it without you, man. Niggas get shirts
bruh,
like
I
this.
I thought we was
think
a team.
Better than
nah,
man.
I thought we was
you
a
can
team.
You get
man.
A shirt like this by how colorful his clothing
shirt, exactly.
Get, man.
You see, you
the
see
nigga
how
confidence
nigga.
Is out of hand.
He's
man.
On another level. Look at this
look
nigga.
At this nigga.
Look at this nigga, man.
Oh man, all right.
This nigga dressed like a dope dealer that just made it. Like he's like, man, I just came.
Bro,
up
I just
on the
got. I just got my money this week.
Exactly, man. This nigga here got a
look at you with this
fatigue.
Look at your chain. You look like you signed a no limit with that big ass chain on.
Exactly. I had to come. I mean, let you know I didn't need you, nigga.
The
I don't
fuck
need
you.
You
been doing?
I don't
why
need you.
Where you getting these rich homie Quan shirts from?
I don't, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. The same
some
place.
Type of way.
The
make
same
you feel
place.
Some type of
the
way.
Same way. Place you getting that
my
motherfucking
button,
shirt.
My button to the top
that
of the neck.
Shirt,
not nigga trying to do me some paper.
That shirt right there you got on, nigga, is a
you know
a
what
original,
your shirt saying?
Nigga,
souffle on straight.
Nigga, that's
top button all day.
That's the shirt. That's the shirt you wear to go see the SOS band. Man, nigga, that's that shirt.
Your
right
shirt
there.
Made
they
out of KFC
nigga,
manager they, material.
They accept that nigga, the SOS band. This motherfucker, weekend girl. That nigga got that shirt on right there.
It's God. Chocolate
is
in that necklace.
Is it a sweatshirt or a
that
t-shirt?
That is chocolate
nigga.
In that necklace. You
what
can eat that.
What the fuck is wrong with you, nigga? That goddamn ugly ass shirt.
Them glasses don't even have no prescription, Chico.
Nigga,
you can see. Take
nigga.
Them goddamn glasses
hey,
off. You trying to be cute for them bitches.
Is that leather hat leather?
You don't even read.
Nigga, this nigga got a hat.
You don't even read.
Nigga, this nigga got a hat on that a nigga worked for Al Sharpton supposed to wear. Nigga. Chico, this motherfucker say King on
Chico
the front of it.
Chico got on an Indiana nigga Jones say,
This nigga stole the hat from the nigga that do Al Sharpton Clayton, perm you can't trying to even talk let, shit to me.
Clayton got on a fucking hoodie made out of Long John material.
This is what I was waiting on.
Yeah, nigga, fuck
Carlos
it. Fuck,
just
fuck
came
all
from
y'all.
Paintball. Exactly. This motherfucker that showed up.
Exactly, nigga.
Fuck both of y'all. Who you had from
this
camouflage?
This nigga the only nigga
that got that hat from Rhythm Nation.
Exactly. This nigga Carlos shirt glow in the dark, nigga. This nigga the only motherfucker walking the club and his shit glowing. Like, who the fuck is that? Who is that, nigga?
Come
that nigga.
Glowing when I walk nigga.
The Chico, if you don't get these goddamn prison issued ass glasses,
nigga,
standard
nigga,
army beret.
Nigga, fuck
Chico
you.
Chico do got about 3 watches on.
He
hey,
do.
This nigga got a watch hey,
this
on
nigga,
his ankle.
This nigga Clayton got his shirt from a Goody Mob concert, nigga. He got his shit from the motherfucker paraphernalia staying at a Goody Mob concert, nigga.
Clayton shirt say Swamp Men on the tag.
Swamp people.
Yeah, nigga. Fuck both of y'all.
Fuck y'all niggas, oh, nigga.
Fuck you, Chico.
With y'all niggas,
Chico, you here looking like you got the recipe,
all
nigga.
Y'all ain't shit.
Man, nigga, y'all ain't shit, nigga. Y'all can
all
see
y'all
this nigga Carlos
shit.
Jeans right now, nigga. This nigga,
nigga Cuban links ain't linked.
They interlocked.
Hey, this nigga Clayton fingers look like toes, nigga. Y'all should see them motherfuckers, nigga.
Hey, nigga, get your foot off me.
Get the foot off me, nigga. What the fuck? How the fuck your fingernail so
hey,
big, nigga?
Clayton got this athlete's nigga, hand, not athlete's foot.
Nigga, pluck your tooth loose, nigga.
This nigga.
Fuck, you like, God damn, what the fuck? You shot me, nigga? Did you shoot me? What the fuck, man? Round your fingers, nigga.
Hey, this I'm is the 85 South Show. Everybody who listening, Chico is wearing a waist trainer right now. I can see the print.
Fuck you, nigga. This nigga Carlos sweatshirt got sweatpants on this with an arm lift up, nigga. This nigga got the bottom of a sweatpants on his sweatshirt, nigga.
That
this
shit made out of maternity.
Exactly. This nigga got on a maternity sweatshirt, mama. this
fuck
nigga,
both of
this
y'all.
Nigga Carlos got his shirt from a Quick Trip, nigga. Clayton,
look,
nigga.
Clayton look like his daddy about to pick him up. What you talking about?
Here we go.
Did you get your stuff, big guy?
Man,
you
shit,
shop
yeah.
at the same place the nursing assistant shop at. That's what that is. That shit for little kids to throw up on.
You look like an ambulance driver on his day off, Clayton. Fuck you.
I think they make good money. I don't know.
With friends like y'all, man, who the fuck needs some enemies?
Oh, man.
I don't know, man.
Who y'all got in the playoffs, man? Who going
you
to
know
the finals?
I go with.
Not
who?
Toronto.
Who?
Golden State, man. I'm
not Toronto.
All the way, man. Klay Thompson saw me at a show. That's my dog. He ain't sent me no tickets or nothing. But I
don't
understand.
Think he's supposed to.
I know, but I was, you know.
You figured Klay.
I was going to try to get some tickets, and right. then I saw how much they were
man,
costing.
Fuck that ass, like, man. Never be too proud to ask a nigga that got more than you for some shit that ain't yeah. money, nigga. Be like, look,
how
man.
You do it, though?
I should have asked regular season.
Show me how you do it, though.
Oh, man,
show me how to finesse this shit. This is a finesse lesson with Chico Bean. Because
they always say something to you first. You be like, oh, shit, man, nigga. Oh, I fuck with you on Wildin' Out. Man, I fuck with you on the Warriors, nigga. Let's trade.
Yeah.
Let's trade some shit. You can come see Wildin' Out anytime, nigga. Anytime, nigga. I got a guest list and everything. Look, just give me some tickets to the game one time. Y'all ain't got to be playing nobody good. I come see y'all motherfuckers play the Nuggets. Just give me some tickets to the game. Wow. I don't give a fuck who y'all playing.
Who
y'all gonna be
play?
Playing Milwaukee, nigga.
And that's how you finesse
I come
it.
See y'all play the Bucks. I don't want to see y'all play nobody with no other stars on the team, nigga.
I will take
give me some tickets when y'all play Orlando, nigga. I come see y'all play Orlando. I don't know no niggas on
Clay,
Orlando.
You
but you don't settle, though. You don't settle.
Hey,
you don't settle. You don't be like, shit, I come to practice. Because then that's too far.
Yeah, that's too far.
Clay, you remember when I had all them WNBA tickets? I kept going to the Atlanta
team.
That's
you got
team.
That shirt from, a WNBA game. There you go. There you go. That he didn't find that. So you see how
fuck
nigga
you,
try to
Chico.
Slide
that's
the way.
That's from the Juwan man.
Chico, Juwan man.
Chico, you look like you about to go to a. You look like you about to go to a Crip baptism.
Yeah, nigga, that's exactly. Now I'm gonna go to a Crip baptism. You got that shirt from a WNBA game, nigga. That's where you got it from.
Out the T-shirt gun.
Yeah, the T-shirt gun of the WNBA game.
You the only, you the only nigga who got prints on his thighs. Chico got prints on his thighs. I don't know what kind of jeans these are. If they came with a motorcycle or something, but you dressed like a pastor at the top and a
nigga
and an aggressive gangster at the bottom.
Nigga, your jeans look like they came with a Mitsubishi Gallant, nigga. That's what the fuck your
Chico's,
jeans look like.
Chico's shoes.
got skate. One more time. I ain't never seen a Mitsubishi Galant without a dent in it.
Exactly.
I just want to say
that's
that.
Just for the record.
That's for the record. Yeah.
And Chico Bean shoes got wheels on the bottom. I seen them.
Dog, nigga, fuck you, nigga.
Trying to be taller.
Yeah, you got on them dope man
I told
man
you about doing all that extra shit for them hoes.
Man, stop playing, Carlos. Listen, this nigga. Look,
that extra button don't even supposed
I'm
to be on the top
to
of that shirt.
You live with that leather hat on in this motherfucker, nigga. You look like you work for Nino
it's
Brown.
Not leather,
in this bitch.
He do.
This
he
nigga
do.
Got the Nino Brown. Like, he wasn't one of the niggas whose names you knew. He was one of them niggas that kicked the door open and was shooting the family right. when they was playing Living Just Enough. Living Just Enough.
That's why we don't invite
city.
Him back.
Hey, Chico remember every song from everything.
And Carlos was the nigga that kicked the door when they was living.
I'm going to tell you how he know every hat. Song. You don't know how he knew all the songs. That nigga was raised in a Waffle House. He just sat by the jukebox. That nigga know any song you can think of, man.
His
he
mama was on the grill.
Yeah.
Boy, hey, man, fuck y'all for that. Y'all ain't gonna disrespect my mama in there. And all the motherfucking ladies on the grill be dope fiends at the Waffle House. Nigga, you gonna disrespect my mama like that, Clayton? You ain't shit. Motherfucking.
Yeah,
God
you
damn.
Thought he was your friend.
Nigga, what the fuck wrong with you, man?
Y'all ain't shit, man. I don't like the way y'all be talking man. To me. I don't like how y'all be talking to me.
This
y'all
nigga
come
Clayton
the
finger shaped
show,
like
man.
LeBron James' head. Nigga, this nigga fingernails shaped just like LeBron head. Nigga, how the fuck you got head nails, nigga? Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck, this nigga said my mama was on the grill at Waffle. Mama, if you listen to this, I'm going to defend your honor. You'll never have to work at the Waffle House.
Ever.
I, nigga, make shirts for Carlos before I let you... Work at the Waffle
Where
House.
My shit at?
You know what I mean? I make them shits for. Make sure y'all put that up, nigga. You ain't never seen a shirt like
Please
that.
Please make sure you get the shirt.
Them kids, them new the shirts shirt. Was made by kids.
Bro, I got this shirt to match.
Not like no
exclusive.
Child labor shit by kids.
Damn, what did this? That nigga bust a nut on her chest? What the fuck?
No. Check
what,
this out,
what
right?
What is that?
Let me tell you what happened. Rihanna.
Oh my posted. God.
These two is like worksheet.
Exactly. I thought
that's because this is breaking news.
I thought this nigga was different. I thought he was handing us the information of where Carlos' shirt came from. And here y'all niggas go.
You know there's a black show. They hand you papers with just pictures.
With
no
just
words.
Pictures on it. No words
this
on it.
This is talking about today.
Hey, give,
this nigga handed us a slideshow. Nigga, you supposed
give
to put
Clayton
that up on
pen.
One of these screens in this
give
motherfucker.
Give Clayton a pen. Get Chico a pen. I want y'all to circle 11 differences in this picture.
Highlights, man.
Exactly.
No, Rihanna look freaky ass. She trying to throw LeBron this pussy, right? So she done wrote his number. On her chest, she tagged him on the picture and shit. So Rihanna been at this dude a couple weeks, I think.
And then, leave that alone.
And
man.
You know
hey,
why
LeBron
this is news? You know why
wife,
this
but,
is news?
But I mean, but listen,
this is news on the 85 South Show because I'm slick. I'm hating like a motherfucker. That's the only.
Yeah.
I want to get Rihanna
but
pregnant.
But that's the thing though. If you married Clayton, if you got a wife, she kind of gotta let you fuck Rihanna.
She
I'm
wanna
saying
fuck
like,
Rihanna.
Nah, I'm saying like, bitch, you don't really love me as much as you say you do if
you
I can't fuck Rihanna.
You not right. gonna let me, you gonna
you
let
not,
me miss
you
this
gonna
opportunity?
Let me miss out. I'm gonna hate you forever. If you want me to still love you, you got to let me fuck Rihanna, baby.
Let me like, be great.
Exactly. Like, come
let
on.
Let me be great just for this
You got to
moment.
Let me fuck, you can't not let me have sex with Rihanna if you really... Look at what all these niggas leaving. You niggas ain't got nowhere to go. Where you niggas going? Niggas is going. This nigga
hey,
walking out of here
pants,
with a camp backpack.
The little pants on sale. That's where they going.
Yeah, the little pants on sale. This nigga.
Let's
this
go
nigga,
get some
you
leggings.
See, you see the turtleneck on that nigga's shirt? This nigga got the shirts Martin used to wear when he was going somewhere on the show, nigga. Remember when Martin first got word on the street, nigga? That's the shirt he used to wear right there. That's the word on the street shirt right there.
Hey, stop, Chico. You stop. Yeah, stop doing this shit.
Man, fuck that.
That's why everybody be leaving.
Supposed to stay.
Everybody's
supposed to stay, man. This shit isn't an event.
That's why
man.
Everybody be leaving. Y'all roast motherfuckers. Y'all
yeah, but you gotta let me. I'm sorry. Ladies out there that's listening to the 85 South Show, if
Tell
your
them.
Man ever get an opportunity to fuck Rihanna, Beyonce, I don't know. Who else? Who else some women that you got to, it's automatically. If, like J. Cole, Nia Long was trying
up,
to get J.
Rule.
Cole some pussy. Yeah.
This
you
got
to let me fuck them.
If the bitch, like if you know her name already, like any chick that you don't have to introduce yourself. Like
there's
them
some strippers
levels.
That names you know. Them bitches ain't
you
going
right.
for that.
I was trying to sneak them in
gotta
there.
They got to
ask you. Damn, Chico, you won't let me cook nothing.
Oh, my bad.
I'm trying to sneak them in there. Instagram famous hoes.
No, see, you can't. They got to be actual. They got to have.
Celebrities.
Yeah, the status got to match up.
Yeah, it got to be. It got to be.
Like, they can't be comparative to what you got.
Exactly.
Y'all done changed, man.
It got to be a girl that if I left you, nobody would be like, you tripping. Like, if
y'all
I left
changed,
you,
man.
If LeBron left his wife for Rihanna, everybody would be like, that's fucked up, but you know, I mean,
Ain't nobody gonna say shit as long as he take care of them kids.
Yeah, he gotta take. Oh, he definitely gonna tell. He say he got $1 billion from Nike. He gotta take care of them kids, nigga.
He got a billion dollars, man.
You know,
like Swiss Beats left his wife.
Yeah, for Alicia Keys. I mean, I don't know. I thought Alicia Keys liked pussy at one point. Maybe I was crazy, but that shocked me. Did he leave his wife to fuck bitches with Alicia Keys?
Like, you know, also they make music too, man. Yeah. They make music together. So you in that studio, you got that vibe. If your girl ain't writing no hooks and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Fuck out of here.
Like, that's a good point. You got to think.
For us, it's different. We don't need nobody else. We doing our thing. You know what I'm saying? Right, unless you want a show and then, you know, the cast, but all that. But we don't need, you know, we ain't got to spend no time isolated and, you know, this sounds sexy. You go get some pussy. You keep saying that. You say that 10 times while recording the song. This sounds sexy. You gonna fuck her.
Yeah, you probably is. Yeah, you in the studio you making music.
It's gotta happen.
You know what I mean? That melody coming right. You just be like, yeah. She come sit on your lap way at the board and shit. How you work the board? You be like, bitch.
This is the 85 South Show. We prove to you each and every week that we ain't shit and we ain't never gonna be shit.
I agree with that.
That's the real. We keeping it all the way real, man. Chico Bean is in the studio today.
I am. Oh, yeah. He trying to get us to get the fuck out of here. They always trying to get us out of here, Clayton. They always trying to get us out of here.
We ain't kicking y'all out. You ain't got to go nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. Don't give a fuck.
You ain't even
got
to go nowhere, nigga.
Nigga, like this
you
shit.
Actually,
like,
you ain't got to do
I'm
shit.
I'm leaving.
I'ma go, too.
Where you
I'm
going?
Go too. I don't know.
I'm leaving.
I'ma go.
But it's not going to be here.
Are we going to be able to contact y'all?
Nope.
You want to say something to the people who watch
it? I'ma throw this phone away.
Y'all just take a few seconds to talk to the fans.
My name is Chico Bede, and this is my motherfucking show, all right? Whenever I'm not on this bitch, listen to it still, but let these niggas know they need to get me and Clayton over here more often. You know what I mean? We gonna be
this that campaign.
Yeah, exactly. Tell niggas what niggas got going on. I got a couple shows somewhere. I ain't getting paid much though, so just come out.
You got some more money.
You know what I mean? Come on out. I ain't getting paid.
I always take
much more.
You can always, like, you know how, like, you hire an assassin and the assassin the assassin meet the person like, hey, you give me double, I won't kill you. That's how I am with comedy. I will not come to that show with no call, no show if you got double what I was going to get.
Wow. Yeah, at another place. Yeah. So basically what we saying is we just for hire. I'm booked, but I'm not booked if you come with some.
I used
to be booked. You know what I mean? Now I be, you know, like a nigga say, man, hey, man, I got this for you. Are you free? I am now. I'm free now, but you know, we got the new season of Wildin' Out coming on.
Of course.
We got
How you feel about the reality show coming out?
I think it's going to be, we know what we do on there, man. You know what I mean? I had to sun this nigga a couple more times, you know what I mean?
Don't start that line.
I had to sun this nigga. Don't start that line and shit. This nigga's father.
Chico,
forever.
I discovered you. It ain't no Chico Bean
Whatever, man. This nigga here is ruined.
Man,
the only reason he's
I'm
able
your
to stay
idol,
afloat.
Your highest title, numero uno.
Uh-oh. Look at that nigga sound like got a tampon.
Numero uno.
Nigga sound like Dirty South now, nigga. Ain't that what the fuck you just said?
That's what
she
I
sound
get
like.
For fucking with him.
You know what I mean? We got that coming on. You know, we going to be doing a whole bunch of stand-up and shit. We going to be in L.A. for the BET Awards, ain't we?
Brother, we got to go to the BET Awards.
We
got
to go to the BET Awards for some
shout
MTV
out to
shit.
All the black people.
I ain't been to the BET Awards. I've been to the hip hop
one.
No, go to the BET Awards.
This nigga, you won motherfucking last comic standing, nigga. You been on a real network. Both of y'all niggas been on real networks with real checks.
It's
NBC.
It's different.
Yeah. Nigga, be careful. That's what it stands for. NBC.
I was careful. Though.
Nigga, be careful. Mm-hmm. You can't do nothing.
They
no
pay
more.
My money in increments.
They do?
Yeah.
That's a good thing, though. You can't spend it all.
$20 a day.
Yeah.
Got me on the stipend. Yeah. That'll work.
That'll work. Keep you from spending it all in the
that's
same
good,
place.
What I'm about to say, when does this come on?
It's coming on every Friday, man.
Next Friday.
This shit
dropped
every Friday.
Oh, hey, look. I'm at Zany's right now in Nashville. Shut up, man. I know how the shit works. Y'all can fix it to make me not sound how the fuck I'm sounding.
Say it. Tell them where you are.
Zany's,
where are you?
Right now.
Zany's, right now.
Nashville, Tennessee.
So right let's talk to
I'm
him.
I'm here, but I'm not.
Let's talk to him from next Friday.
Hey, we in London right now.
Right now.
Me and Carlos Miller in London right now. Performing in London as you listening to this
it's
shit.
If you in London and you listen to this, find us.
Find us right now.
Social media. We looking for all that shit that you got. Everything.
Same thing. If you in Nashville.
We want all that shit.
I want that hot chicken.
Yeah.
Or whatever else y'all got. I don't know what else y'all got. Y'all can keep that country music and shit.
Yeah, fuck
I'm
that
good.
Shit. That shit, that you can just hear the I don't fuck with niggas in country music. That shit come on.
Clayton,
where
you gonna be at in 2 weeks? In 2 weeks? What, you not gonna post it when you said you gonna post it?
No,
that's
just
the fuck I'm talking
no,
about.
No, I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure that they can
that's
keep
why
up
I don't
with
be a part
Chico.
Of
what
it.
The fuck you gonna be at in 2 weeks? I can't get along.
Not
with
on
you,
this
nigga.
Show. I know I'm not gonna be on this shit in 2 weeks because you niggas give a nigga one show every 6 months out this bitch. We did this shit in January.
How many times we done reached out to these motherfuckers?
Ain't never really. Whatever.
Fuck y'all.
Yeah, y'all. Look at he said we always reached out to Clayton.
Oh,
fuck
I'm gonna
Chico.
Be in Portland. I'm gonna be in Portland in 2 weeks, June 2nd, Portland.
Yeah, Portland.
You are ungrateful, motherfucker.
Whatever, man.
Oh, yeah, I got to shout this out, too. Also, that Netflix show, Watch What's, Love.
Yeah.
I'm on the second season. I got a little part on there, so.
That's dope,
hopefully
man.
I'll be
that's
on
what's
that.
Up. Man.
And, yeah, what? Oh, yeah, I got my own shit coming out. Got my own line of bread. Everybody know about that.
Nah, tell me about it.
Yeah, it's going to be all in pieces.
What you calling it?
Huh?
What you calling it?
Might call it just the tip. I'm not sure.
Right.
Either that or all good things come to an end. It's a couple nights we floating around and
yeah,
floating
yeah, I
around.
Like that one. Yeah, that one good. Yeah. All good things come to an end.
You know what I like? I got to pitch one for the show, for the
what
commercial. End up with a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I would call
that's
it.
That's the slogan. That's
I would
the good
call
slogan.
It, I would call
fuck around and end up with a sandwich.
Yeah, or you can call it snippets. That's what it is. It's just snippets of the loaf, niggas. Just snippets.
But I don't think people really respect end pieces the way they need to. They the strongest piece of bread. You put cold peanut butter on a regular piece of bread, you'll slice your goddamn hand open.
You
do it with an end piece. You wipe that shit off like a sword.
You ever tried
the end piece as an oven mitt if you
hey,
do it fast
you
enough.
You ever tried to toast the end piece, nigga? You see the smoke coming up out the toaster when you try to toast the end piece.
That
end the
piece
middle piece be
that.
Cooked, then the back be that should be fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but notice 30. All the bread gone. The end piece is brand new as fuck.
Brand new?
Brand new as fuck.
Not even man. No mold.
Nope.
Nothing.
I'm going to start eating them bitches right off the top.
If you fling it, you can end throw piece. An end piece like a frisbee and catch it. It still won't break.
I save my end pieces and feed them to the birds.
And a nigga
birds don't even know how to eat.
Because I care about the environment.
The birds got to take end pieces home and cook it.
Bruh.
Exactly.
Like, shit,
it's some squirrels. It's some squirrels in my neighborhood. Nigga had 2 end pieces in his mouth like a real nigga just climbing up the tree.
Yeah.
Cold
nigga,
shit I didn't see.
Nigga
seen
said
in
he
nature,
feed it
man.
To birds. Hey, tell that bird in your watch, Tyler, that he got some bread for it. Somebody giving me more. So somebody say food.
You're not going to talk about my man watch.
Is this thing on?
Come on, man.
Michael.
That nigga, that watcher, that bird watcher bread. Did somebody say something about a meal? Is this thing on?
Oh.
Hey, we ready to go do some shit tonight with for
2 Chainz.
With 2 Chainz, man. We
hey
gotta...
man, can hey oh, hold up, man. Let's say this. Let's say this shit, man.
What?
Out of all the rappers who came through the show, you remember the 2 Chainz came last time? He was like, nigga, what Chico and Carlos said? We hollered at them.
Yep.
Shout out to 2 Chainz.
Shout out
man.
To 2 Chainz.
I'm talking about people say shit. I'm talking about when people do what the fuck they gonna say, I fuck with
that. Me too, man.
Oh, okay.
For real.
So you saying he said, I'm gonna holler at y'all.
And he hollered,
and he hollered at y'all. And now y'all
and
about
now
to
we
go.
About to go
yeah,
holler
and
at
not
him.
Even on no nice. Not even on no play shit. Like, where them niggas at? Call them niggas. We about to do this.
Yeah, he really hollered at y'all.
Yeah,
he
like
on,
yeah, like,
a lot of people say
not
it.
That talking shit.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So it's safe to say that
nigga is going down.
2 Chainz.
Oh,
true.
Nigga,
true.
It's going down.
Exactly.
It's going
down. Exactly.
He's a true nigga.
He's a true nigga.
Man, this shit about to get live up in here, man.
Exactly.
About to get live. Hey, y'all ain't going nowhere. We about to stick around and do this.
I'm leaving.
Get the fuck out,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we going to let some other niggas come in and act like we,
fuck,
you know.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, I'm gone. Fuck that, nigga.
Fuck out of here.
You want the mall?
Yeah, I'm going to fuck with the mall real quick.
Catch Chico Bean at the mall.
Yeah, next week.
Next week.
Huh? It is? Why?
Nigga gonna go to
the mall. Oh, time out. Hey,
nigga see, gonna come out the mall with a husband.
What the fuck?
Hey, man, this the problem. This the problem. That's what's wrong with niggas. Niggas always warn you about shit, but don't tell you what it is that's wrong. Hey, man, you don't want to do
ain't
that.
Ain't nobody about to say, like, hey, Chico. Hey, Chico, don't go to the mall. Nigga, why not? Nigga, you cute. They out today. What the fuck?
What?
We don't know why to tell you this shit.
What the fuck is going on at the mall? Nigga, I'm just trying to. God damn. Y'all, nigga, y'all niggas ain't shit.
Hey, nigga,
man.
You ain't dirty okay, enough to okay, go to okay. the mall.
I got, hey, man, let me get your sweatpants. Apparently, give me them sweatpants. Apparently, man, I got to dress like this,
bro,
nigga, to go to the mall
with
comfortably.
You, man. We just talking shit.
Mean?
Nah, you we just talking shit.
No, the mall going to be packed.
Yeah, it's all. You about to take a bunch of pictures and shit. Your fans is in there today.
He gonna be taking more pictures than Santa Claus.
Man, I don't know what's going on.
Chico.
Hey, nah, man, what the fuck
that
going on,
Chico?
Man? Is wrong? Oh no, oh that's what it is. Hey, oh man, y'all niggas, man, you know we can't say nothing about no shit like that on the morning.
That's why we was laughing.
Yeah, we got to keep that on there. Yeah, we got to keep that. Yeah, we got.
Chico,
if you
it's
want
gonna
this
be
show,
good, man. Anybody huh? can do shit.
He said it's tomorrow.
You'd be straight.
Tomorrow's the day to go.
Just go with you. I'd tell a young lady escort you down. Hey, Lexi, can you take him to the Lennox?
Nah, I don't need her to go. Look
nah,
at her
you do.
I do.
Well, it's bad as fuck when you need women as security in Atlanta. Nigga, that wasn't because I wasn't because yeah. telling her to go because I didn't think you was going to be able to find it, nigga. That's for your safety.
Like, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is if it's like payback for dudes hollering at girls and being disrespectful. That, like, now we go and we, like.
It go down like that over there? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I don't know if it's karma.
Man, I'm going to Perimeter then. Fuck it. I just go ahead and go to Perimeter then. I've been there before.
Hey, I know what it's like to be harassed. Hey, I don't like being catcalled.
Niggas catcalling? Niggas, hey, man, Tyler, let me get your watch, man, so I can distract him with the bird. Let me get your watch so I can distract him with the bird. Nigga walk up on me. Get the dog! He's not into you. Back up.
Oh, shit.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Oh,
nigga, fuck this shit, nigga. It's my
Chico,
show.
Chico, we playing, but we serious.
Oh, man.
This is the 85 South Show. Once again, it's your man, Carlos Miller.
Chico Bean.
Clayton English.
Carlos' daddy in this motherfucker.
Hey, man, watch your motherfucking mouth, bud.
85. 85. 85.